Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This is a very, very exciting time to learn Sfas Emes on the Parsha. And we are going to dedicate this shiur to my most beloved friend, Rabbi Jeremy Warnick Shlita, who inspired these Sfas Emes shiurim. And Ito Bakodesh, his holy brother-in-law, Rabbi Mikey Mitnick, should both have a bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. If we're already going to a brother-in-law, we'll go to the brother-in-law's brother-in-law, and Moshe Gavriel Bernstein Shlita. They should, all three of them and their wives and families, have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadayim. And we will begin b'siyata d'shmaya, Tofrei Shlamet Beis, the first shtickle, Parashas B'chukosai. The Medrash Chishavti D'rachai. The Medrash says, I'm going to quote the Medrash in full. In b'chukosai teilechu, if you walk in my laws, hadu d'chsiv, that's what it means when it says in the pasuk Tehillim, in the 119th chapter, chishavti d'rachai, I thought about my ways, v'ashiva raglai el eidosecha, and then I brought my legs to your statutes. Omar David, said King David, Ribono shel olam, b'chol yom v'yom, hayisi mechashev v'omer, l'makom ploni, u'lebeis dira plonis ani holech. Every day, I would make a plan, where I'm going. I'm going to a certain place, I'm going to a certain home. V'hayu raglai, mevios osi, levote knesios, and then my legs, which I affectionately call the 11 bus, my legs brought me to the shuls, what we call today shuls. Shuls is, remarkably enough, not a Hebrew word, it's actually a Yiddish word. Synagogues, in English they call it a synagogue. Not because you sin when you go, but you go in order to atone for your sins. That's a good one. Why the gag? Because there should be a gag order when you go to shul that people shouldn't talk. Talk to Hashem. It's a really bad one. So I said I'm going to go to shul. I thought I was going to go to a certain place, and I ended up in shul. I ended up in the Beis Medrash. Hadu d'chsiv, that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, V'ashiva raglai el eidosecha. I brought my legs to your statutes. Regel is miloshon hergel. It's just by habit. That was just my habit. Just ended up wherever I thought I was going. Thought I'm going to shul. I'm throwing one to the bank. Excuse me. And I end up in the Beis Medrash. Thought I was going to the supermarket. I end up in the Beis Knesses. Unbelievable. And that's what it means when it says in the pasuk, "Im b'chukosai teilecho." You have to walk in my chukos, which means that wherever you go, you always end up with Hashem's chukos. You always end up in the Beis Medrash and Beis Knesses. Ad kan divrei medrash. Omer asfat emet v'ani makdim. That Sfas Emes is all Kabbalah. All Kabbalah. And our job is to try to understand it on our level. Chozot, he wrote it for people who weren't great in the Kabbalah. So Lefi Arkeinu, we try to understand, but we have to remember that there's a lot of deeper hidden meanings to those who are Yodei Chen. They know that there are secrets here and concepts that he's talking about, but we'll just put it in the language of Nigla that simple people like me can understand. Fi Unzer Shel Rosh, as the Talmud Rebbe Shlita likes to say, according to our shel rosh, what our brain capacity can comprehend. Omer asfat emet, ki b'chol davar v'chol makom yesh chiyut Hashem yitbarach. We have to know that in everything and in every place there is chiyus, there is vitality of Hashem. V'rak בכל מקום הוא דירה ולבוש מיוחד לחיות בכמה אופנים שונים, אבל הפנימיות הכל אחד. Every place is a dira, is a dwelling, and clothes Hashem's chiyus. But in the pnimius, it's all one. So David HaMelech said that I was mechashev, and I said I'm going to makom ploni and base dira plonis. Essentially, what was David HaMelech saying? That I am going to the place, it looks on the externals like a makom, but he ended up that he found the chiyus there. He ended up in a base kinesis, in a base medrash. So I don't know, maybe it's just a speculatory, I really don't know. But maybe he ended up, according to this Vasemis, he ended up in base dira plonis. He ended up in makom ploni. But he saw the chiyus of Hashem in that place, and he felt the chiyus of Hashem. And now it's Bechinas, Beis Knesses, and Beis Medrash. Now it has that Kedusha. Vashiv raglai leidosecha. Chishavti drachai, that I had my chishbonas to go there, and then I ended up going to this place of chiyus. Because in the externals, it didn't look like I was going to a place of chiyus. It says in Tehillim, Shifti beveis Hashem kol yimei chayai. David HaMelech wasn't able to be a kol younger man. When you're the king of Israel, you're very busy. You can't just get up in the morning. You learn 5 hours first Seder, a little lunch, a little nap, another 4 hours second Seder, come home, help the wife with the kids, put them to bed, go back to the base medrash for third Seder. Not happening when you're king. Not that a king doesn't learn, but not like that. So it doesn't mean shifty, beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayai. Wherever you go, it's beis Hashem. Wherever you go, there's chiyus Hashem is baruch. What does it matter where you are? Be walking, Rechmanot, it's not in Times Square. Hashem's in Times Square also. They hide him pretty well, but he's there. He's everywhere. B'pnimius hakol echad. V'ze inyan hadrochim b'cheskes sakona. But the drachim are dangerous. You don't know what you're going to find on the way if you don't. A person can avoid the chiyus also. Umashadim nikra mahalech, like it says in the pasuk, v'nasati l'cha mahalchim b'nei omdim eile zecharya. Shlo says mahalchim hein b'nei odam. Malachim are called omdim. Bakad, very well known, that human beings are called mahalchim. Why? Lios Moshe chiyuso yizbarach b'chol dovar v'chol mokum kanal al yidei hamachshava kodem kol dovar. That a person first has to have the machshava. Chishavti drachai. I thought about my derech. I thought first you have to have a machshava. In b'chukosai teilechu, you're going. You're going and you're having the machshava to go. And what's the machshava? The machshava is that place that I go to, I'm going to find the chiyus of Hashem there. Chishavti drachai. That's the person's a mahalich. That by having the machshava, called him kol dover, chishavti drachai, through this, he can find an akuda amitis in everything. Like the famous Torah of the Arizal, that God inheres within everything. Everything has that godly spark. And that's the purpose of a person in this world, is to find the kedusha in everything. Obviously, we're not such tzaddikim that we can see it. Tzaddikim are able to see things we can't see. They're able to see. They were tzaddikim who could look at somebody's tefillin and tell you if the parashiyos are kosher or not kosher. You don't have to bring it to the sofer. He opens, he closes it. Anyway, it's a problem opening and closing it sometimes. Ruins the tefillin. But no. Tzaddik just looks right in. Tzaddik can look at a food. Chazanish could look at the egg type. If there's a blood inside. The food, is it kosher, is it not? It's crazy things tzaddikim are able to see. But our job, even though we're not necessarily such great mekubalim, is to know and to believe, and hopefully one day be zochah to see that there's this chiyus, there's this godliness in everything. Chishavti Drocha Veshivro Aglai Le Dosecha, says this Vasemis, a Dosecha Hu Abeir. Edus, what does an aid do? What's the purpose of a witness? The purpose of a witness is to be mevayer, is to clarify what happened. Was gishen? Shitzarech liyos ha'odom eid levayer lehoid ki akol me'ashem yizbarach. It says in the pasuk, atem eidai v'anikel. Medrash says, if you're atem eidai, then anikel. The Sfasema says that it's tabui banu. We have a chilek in halacha between Eide Berer and Eide Kiyum. Eide Berer are Mevarer, they clarify what actually happened. Eide Kiyum is that they make it happen. Without them, this event didn't happen. If a man, two people didn't witness a man being Mekadesh, a woman marrying a woman, they didn't get married. Eide Kiyum, that's what Sema says. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're Eide Kiyum, we make it, we bring him in. Kibiyachal, he's there no matter what. That's what he says elsewhere. But here he says, Edosecha, that we're Mevarer. We're mevayer that Hashem is in everything, and that's our purpose, to be made. Eidosecha, we're made, we're testifying that He's in everything. Chishavti Drachai Breshiva Glai Leidosecha, that Hashem's in everything. What's Pshat Bote Knesios? Why is it called a base Knesios? You ever think about that? Call it a base tefillah. Why a base Knesios? What does the word Knesios mean? Knesios means gathering. Cook says in one place, because the purpose of the shul is not just tefillah. The ikar is that Jews are getting together. There's this sense of unity, camaraderie, brotherhood, togetherness. It's kibiyochel, havdil, trillion havdalas, but like a club. You have a club, everybody gets together. Every morning it's a men's club, it's mostly men in the morning meet. And Shabbos morning, the ladies come, the baby carriages. They all get together after Shul, they have a Kiddush. It's also a time of getting together, of unity. Beis Knesses. We daven b'loshen rabin. Kach amar Rav Zatzal. Omer asfat emet, rotze lomar, lachnis hakol toch haklal. Beis Knesses means that wherever he went, he brought everything into the klal. What's the klal? Shelo liyot nifrad mishoresh hachiyut shemechaye kol kanal. Not to be separate from the source of chiyus. The source of chiyus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chiyus, that fills the world. And you want to connect to that chiyus. Bote Knesses, wherever I went, I brought everything back into the cloud. I didn't separate it. I didn't make it into different parts, different details. I try to bring everything back into the cloud of the chiyus of the world. Again, it's all Kabbalah. והרצון מהאדם הוא הביטול באמת. כל השכל וכל הדעת על רצון השם יתברך. What does God want from us? Why do we learn Sfasem if we're not understanding? Because for us, there's a lot to understand. Still, after all said and done. What's the avoda here? The avoda is to be mevatel ourselves. כל השכל וכל הדעת על רצון השם. All of our seichel and all of our das. Or mevatel to Hashem. To His ratzon. Hagam ki mitchila ba'al yedei ha'cheshbon v'staklut ha'sechel. First it comes with a cheshbon. Chishavti drachai. I thought about it. Im kol ze ha'mevukash tzarich liyot le'tedabek al yedei ze b'ratzon elyon. I'm using my mental faculties, my intellectual faculties, to be mevatel myself to Hashem's ratzon. It's a paradox. I'm using my intellect to know that I shouldn't use my intellect, because there's a much higher intellect. Very interesting yourself. In other words, chukosai teilechu. Teilechu is I'm chishavti drachai. I'm thinking where I'm going. And then we end up with the chukos, a chok is something I don't understand. Because my cheshbon, my seichel tells me to go with what I don't understand. Because that's Hashem, it's much higher than my intellect. Sometimes people say, think for yourself, don't listen to the rabbis. So you know what I say? I say, you have to think for yourself, don't listen to the doctor. Don't listen to the doctor examines you, tells you what you have, what medicine you have to take. What does he know? I know better. Yeah, he studied for all those years in medical school, and residency, training, all of the patients he's seen, all the experience he has. I know better. Every so often I read the New York Times, Science Times, once a week, David. Part of the New York Times is the Science Times. Sometimes I read an article. I know better than my doctor. So a person who has seichel in between his ears and not chopped liver understands that the doctor knows medicine better than he knows medicine. And therefore, by saying, oh, doctor, if you're a doctor, and then you go to another doctor, I'm saying not to get a second opinion. There are a lot of doctors don't know. Don't get me wrong on that. Not so tummy. They can't be super naive. Oh, the doctor knows everything. No doctor knows everything. But I go to the doctor. Tells me. Very good doctor. He's very successful. Not sure. Go to a second doctor. He says the same thing. Or a third doctor. He says the same thing. You don't have to go to anyone. So, you use your seichel and you say, what do I know about medicine? They read all those big, thick textbooks. They had all those classes in medical school. They have so much experience. What do I know? Mevatel my seichel. V'havdil elef alfei avdelos. And to multiply millions of times over. The Rabbono Shel Olam, who knows everything, understands everything, that's so smart to be mevatel yourself to him. And the Rabbonim, the Ma'atikei Hashmua, those who receive the tradition, those were zochet to Ruach HaKodesh, many of them. Those who are of tremendous intellectual stature. You see the genius of Chachmei Yisrael. Read their svarim, you see how much they knew. It boggles the mind without computers, without electricity, without food, a lot of times. Pella, it's the Pella, you see the svarim they wrote. The vast knowledge they have, it's just not normal. Today, see a sefer. It could be there. Many great people, Talmid Chacham, walking around. But today, you have a computer. You press this button, you press that button, you have all the sources. You want to learn a sugya. You know, you have the Bar Ilan, the Tzar Chochma. Type it in. Right away, you have 7,000 Mar Mekamas. So it's not a... Today, it's not a Chochma. You just need to have the motorial skills, the hand-eye coordination to press the right button. But back then, it was moiridik what they knew. Such geniuses. And even today, very, very, very smart people. The connections they make, the analysis, the depth, the brilliance. And then a person says, well, what do I know? I'm an actuary. You know what I mean? I learned Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. Maybe I go to Daf Yomi Shir. But I think it's very smart. It makes sense. You use your seichel to say, I'm going to be mevatel my seichel to people who understand better than I do. I think that's makes a whole lot of sense. And to do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishavti, Durocha, Hivashiv, Raglai, Leidu Secha, Avada, I end up in the Beis Knesses, I'm Vatal, everything back to the Chiyus of Hashem Yisbarach. I use my Sechel to know that. What do I, B'chukos I Teilechu, I'm going to go, I want to get to your Chukos. Because if a human being, if a Tipa Srucha, like the Kotzker used to say, can understand the Rabbono Shel Olam. That's not the Rabbono Shel Olam that I want. Rabbono Shel Olam, that God that's so small that a human being can understand him with our limited intelligence. When I say limited intelligence, again, I said a moment ago that people are so smart. It's all relative. Compared to a monkey, we're all Stephen Hawking. We're all geniuses. We're all Albert Einsteins. Compared to Albert Einstein, we're all not so smart, most of us. It's all relative. Compared to the Rabbono Shel Olam, how about this? That the difference in intellect between me and God is infinitely greater than the difference in intellect between me and my table. I'm much smarter than my table. I don't want to brag over here. You know what I mean? To say, oh, Erman's bragging. I'm smarter than my table. Yeah. The table might have more svarim than I do on it, but, you know, table's not. Not saying anything so intelligent. But the gap between my understanding and God's understanding is much, infinitely greater than the gap between my understanding and my table's understanding. That has to be clear. That's B'chukos Ha'Teilechu. chok, we don't get it. And that's where you have to, use your mind. Chishavti drocha, you have to think where you're going. But end up, go to the chiyus of Hashem. V'zeh shekatuv b'chukosai, shetu ha-meilim b'torah, shelo lios kavanas ha-limud leidor lahasik. What does it mean to be ha-meilim b'torah? Don't say ha-meilim b'torah. I don't want to hear ha-meilim b'torah. You know what I want to hear? I want to chap. I want to understand. I want to be really smart. I want to get the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rif and the Ran and the Mukhi Yosef and the Pnei Yoshua and the Maram Shif and the Marasha and the Reb Chaim and the Reb Baruch Ber and the Reb Shimon and the Reb Shmuel. I want it all. I want to be a genius. I want to understand the Sugi and all the Pratim. So saying, B'chukosai Teilechu. Shetovinu Batara. You have to understand. So let me make it clear before I continue. It's awesome to understand. There's definitely a tzad that we have to understand everything we learn. And that's the amelis. The amelis is to understand. Don't get me wrong. But, what's your kavana? Soktis vasemis. Shelolios kavanas halomed, halimud, ledu lahasig, rak kedei sheyucha lehizbatel elov karoi. That you're learning to know that you have to now be mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the purpose of learning. So when I close that sefer, what I come out with is that now I am nullifying myself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. By the way, if you want to be the smartest person in the world, that's what you do. Say whatever God says, that's what I say. Recently I was in a shiur with one of the biggest gaonim, just about the smartest person I've ever met in my life. Genius. Beyond genius. Talmud Chacham, beyond Talmud Chacham. So in the middle of the shiur, he said to me, Nur, Elochanan, Mata Choshev, what do you think? So I said, whatever the Rebbe thinks, I think. He said, something like, not a Chachma to say that. Whatever I say, you're going to say. What am I going to do? He's beyond me, so beyond me. So I know whatever he says is going to be better than what I say. Not that I don't have my own thoughts sometimes, but a person should know his limitations. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, Achaz Kama V'Kam, Alfei Alfei Alofim V'Ribei Ribavos Pa'amim. That you're learning. You're Amel B'Torah. I'm toiling and toiling and toiling. I'm working hard. What's the hard work? To get to a place of Bittul. That I just want to be Mevatel myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In b'chukosai teilechu ves mitzvosai tishmaru. I'm being onel b'torah just to keep his mitzvahs. God, I want to be mevatel myself. Whatever you say, and that's just the idea of learning in your seichel. You have to be a person that's being mevatel of seichel to the seichel of Torah. The person says, I have a different opinion about how things should be. That's what we hear a lot today. Oh, the pasuk says like this. Gemara says like this. I think like this. I have a different opinion. Person has to work in his seichel to be mevatel himself, his seichel, to the seichel HaTorah. Rakadei shuchel is batel elif karoi v'lirtzos tamid lovo l'masheinu masik. And you're learning, so what are you going to do? You're learning, you understand. The answer is that you want to get to a point where it's so deep that you can just say, alright, ad kan, I just, from here I don't get it anymore. Until now I understood, here I don't get it anymore. So you can do it, you can learn. You get all, you get the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Rishon and the Achronim. You get it all. But then you just get to a point where you hit a brick wall. You don't get it. You say, that's it. That's where I want it to come. I want it to come to that place where I don't understand. It's beautiful, by the way. Life is also Torah. Life is also Derech Hashem. Life is also the Chiyus of Hashem and everything. We see that in life. You get to a point where you just don't chap, like, what's going on? Why is this happening? It's beautiful. It's the best. And you battle yourself. Say Ribbono Shel Olam, Ki lo machshevosai machshevoseich. You just be on me. V'zeh yigia tamid b'toru l'zbatel adasel shelamala me'asaga. And that's the yigia, that's the toil. To be battle your das to what's above asaga. You try to, you're masig, you go deeper, you understand, you comprehend. And then you get to a point, boom! Atkan. Here I don't understand anymore. By days a masig yoser lizbat kedei lizbatel yoser. So you understand more in order to be mevatel yourself more. Because now you understood, and now you say you don't understand anymore. You mevatel yourself again. Weiter you understand, weiter you don't understand, you revert to yourself again. V'zeu amel haTorah, and that's this toiling in Torah. Adoni avi zikni mori v'rabi higid perish ha-medrash anal al pi ha-mishnah imein anili mili. So he explained the Mishnah based on the famous Mishnah Pirkei Avos, imein anili mili. If I'm not for myself, who's going to be for me? Kshinil atzmi mo'ani. When I'm only for myself, what am I? V'im l'achshem, if not now, then when? Ki kol adam nivra al davar miyuchad ma she'i efshar le'adam acher letaken rak hu. Every person was created with something special. Nobody else can fix except for him. Im ein anili, mili. I have a tikkun in this world that I can make that nobody else can make. Is that something? And if I'm not going to do it for myself, who's going to do it for me? Nobody else can do my tikkun. Nobody can fix what I can fix. Nobody can do what you can do. It's an amazing idea. It doesn't matter. Chaim Knievsky, Gershon Edelstein, all these Gedolei Olam. But you have a tikkun that they can't make. They're making their own tikkun. We don't have to worry about it. That only he can fix, says the Chiddush HaRim. Im ein anili mili. V'chein kol shah v'shah. And there's also a time. Every time has a tikkun. And if you don't make the tikkun at this time, it's lost. Bzz, the buzzer sounds, the game's over. It's not a game. Life isn't a game. People are so into games. Everything becomes a game, a show. It's the real thing. It's not a game or a show. Im lo achshav. If you don't take advantage of this time, you must say, then when? It's over. Ah, you're going to do it a different time. That time has a different tikkun. You weren't attacking this time. This time has a tikkun. You have a tikkun, the gavur, and then the time has a tikkun. V'af al pichen, kshini la'atzmi mo'ani. So we did imein anili mili, and we did imein la'achshav imosai. What about kshini la'atzmi mo'ani? She'ikr levatel avodosu l'klal Yisrael. Most important thing is to be mevatel your avoda to the Jewish people. V'zeh she'amar, v'hayu raglai mevios lebatei kinesios, ad kan dvarav. Sheni la'atzmi, if I'm only for myself, then what am I? I have to move vatal my avoda to the klal. It's not about me. That's what it means. That he took his legs, or the legs took him, and where did they take? To the base of the kinesios, to the place of the kinesios, of the gathering of the klal. That's pshat in the medrash. Hayiti mechashiv l'mokom plonu l'dira plonu sanilach v'raglai mevios osi. I was mevatel my avoda to the klal. So avadi mein anili mili. I have to do my own avoda. And avadi lo achshav emosai. I have to be attacking this man. But remember that it's part of the klal. We're not individuals. Man is not an island. So his raglayim, his imein anili mili, he himself, that he is his own tikkun. But now he made it part of the klal. V'ashaychus l'pasuk im b'chukosai kanal shemi she'eno chofetz ligarmayu rak lios botel la'Hashem Yisbarach. Like we were speaking about being mevatel yourself to Hashem. And a person, it's not about himself, but it's about being mevatel himself to Hashem. B'vadehu rak al-idei abitel l'klal Yisrael. You're mevatli yourself to Hashem by being mevatli yourself to Klal Yisrael. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech U'machusel b'kol mashalom. It's Elokei Yisrael. A person separates himself from Klal Yisrael. He's separating himself from the Ribono Shalom. Rav Chelap, Talmud Rav Kook, talks about this a lot in his Sfarim. It's the notion of being mevatli yourself to the Klal of Klal Yisrael. Rav Kook also talks about it a lot. If you're missing out on the klal, one's not connected to the Jewish people. Parish min hatzibur. This is chelik in olam haba. The way that the pathway to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was through the klal. So the yimuchu kosai teilechu, that you're mevati yourself, a chok, you're mevati yourself to the wisdom of Hashem. That's by making yourself part of the klal. I was thinking, what could I do to be part of the klal? What could I do to enhance the klal? And that's really our mission. Our mission is to fulfill our own personal job in this world. But it's done in the context of the greater klal. A lot of times our purpose is, not a lot of times, always, is to help others, to be there for others. So that's the individual, together with the klal. Mevati yourself to the klal, mevati yourself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is a lesson. It's a lesson in humility. You know, it's just, I am not the center of the universe, as much as I like to think I am. No, not even close. 7 billion people. So how can we spend of our 24 hours, almost all of them, thinking about ourselves? It's a human weakness, a human frailty. We have to know, you have to think of yourself. But it has to be in the framework of the cloud. Okay, this is just a tough reach Lam and Beis, and there's even more to do. But I'm going to conclude here, and we're going to bless ourselves that we should be zoche, mitzvah Hashem, to find the chiyus of Hashem everywhere, to find kedusha everywhere, to serve Hashem b'simcha v'tuv lev of meirov kol, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.